It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Let's do this, mate. You get
Rip the Band-Aid off.
You get it. Anytime I talk about being a parent, you get it. I get it. You know, I've got a dog. I've got Wombi. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't just put him in the backyard.
Nah.
And then go out for the day.
No, well, we make sure that he is entertained.
Yeah.
He's got a little puzzle.
Yeah.
He's got his robes. He's got food, yeah. You know, all those things.
How's that working out for your garden, though?
Yeah, he did rip a bee. The bee plants are starting to thrive.
Yeah.
And he just pulled out, I'm going to say, like a whole, like a thick branch.
Like a whole.
It's just like a whole
frond,
tree.
A frond, yeah. Would you say? Yeah, so... You're right. It does trigger me a little bit when I say stuff about being a dad and you say, you know, I get it, whatever. I've got the dog. It's exactly the same thing. Because I feel like you don't get it. And I think dogs are pretty easy to take care of as long as you show them a bit of love,
yeah.
You give them a bit of food and you walk them. That's basically all you have to do.
Oh, yeah? See, that's just someone that doesn't understand right there. That's all right. We're all different. Our styles are all different.
We don't all talk to our poochies like poochies.
Little poochies.
You make a noise with your dog that I play. When I play Xbox, I'm playing a game at the moment where it's like you're a Viking and you're adventuring through like lands and whatever.
Yeah.
And whenever you run into a fox, it makes exactly the same noise.
Little
that just reminds me. Anyway, you don't get it. So,
okay. All right.
I thought, hey, let's put it to the test. Let's put you to the test. And I went to management. I said, hey, here's my idea. I want to test Loggy. I want to see how much she really does get it. You know, when you're in high school and they give you a baby that
yes,
you have to then
no.
take care of.
No.
And then I thought, so I said, we could do that if we could source one of those dolls and then we could, you know, follow her for a week or something.
This is going to suck.
And then I said, alternatively, maybe an egg. Because, you know, they do that with an egg as well. When they can't, you know, when there's not enough dolls to go around, they give you an egg. And so that's a bit of a challenge. You've got to keep the egg, treat it like a baby and keep it going for a week, whatever.
Yeah.
Management weren't happy with either of those ideas. They wouldn't sign off on the baby because it was... the connotations and all that, because it did go bad.
It is the year that was, wasn't it?
They essentially said, look, we don't trust her to be able to keep any of that going.
Oh, righto.
So I wasn't even allowed to do the egg. So I was like, what can I do? I thought, what else is, you know, relatively challenging to keep alive?
Mm.
And then I thought, bloody pot plant.
Come on now.
So... I got on to the guys at Rorama in Lara, Rorama Nursery.
The big one.
Yeah. You can see from the highway. Which I've been, Carly and I have been to many times and greatly enjoyed ourselves because they've got the nursery bit, but then there's this whole other part to it, which is what you can see from the highway.
Yeah.
You go basically on an adventure exploring and they got art and all sorts of stuff in there.
They're pretty serious about plants.
They are pretty serious about plants.
Yeah.
And so it was even a bit of a wrench knowing you for them to give me a plant for you to try and take care of. But here's what I've got.
What have you got? Oh, that's a fancy boy.
This is called a rock fig.
Okay.
And so I went to them and I said, here's what I want.
Yeah.
I want a middle degree of difficulty. I don't want something that is like orchid style, like really hard to keep alive.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving her a succulent, okay, because that's just too easy.
Were you embarrassed to ask them this? Were you embarrassed to say, all right, this is the thing. Loggy can't take care of anything.
What have I got to be embarrassed about, mate? This is you.
No, I know, but I'm embarrassed now.
So here for you is your rock fig. Take this.
Okay, thank you. Oh, my God, yeah.
It's a decent size plant. It's not big. It's not tiny.
It's got like a big fat
bulb. Like a little mini boab.
But, okay.
So your challenge is to, just for a week, just keep it looking like that. Keep it alive and keep it looking like that.
How have you been keeping it since you got it? There's some brown marks on the leaves.
That is exactly how I got it, and they told me how to take care of it across the weekend, okay? So that's got probably more love than the girls got this weekend. So that is prime and ready to be taken care of by you this week, and we are going to follow your journey as a plant mum, because you get it. You get it, mate. And you know who else gets it? The team at Roraima Nursery. They got a 20% off sale for their 20th birthday. It's on now.
Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Voice finished last night. Congratulations to Bella.
Yes.
She was on team Guy.
Yeah.
just having a look here. Okay. So we thought we'd kick off the... We thought we'd kick off the show with her winning song.
Oh, really? Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Said no, whatever.
Aw.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
On K-Rock.
There's a famous quote. Dibba-dobbers wear nappies. Right? Have you heard that growing up?
Maybe.
Dibba-dobbers wear nappies, right? That's it's just something that kids used to say all the time. We're in the sense of, you know, you're a baby if you dibba-dobber on me.
Sure. Right? I get it. No, I get the context.
But I love a dibba-dobber, especially when someone does the dibba-dobbing on Tony Abbott.
Yeah.
This is what has happened.
Yeah.
So it happened at the end of last week. He has been fined because he was out and about, right? And he wasn't wearing his mask.
Was he doing what a lot of people are doing, is like they pretend to be eating or drinking? Maybe he had half an onion in his hand.
Exactly. Well, this is the thing. He was out and about, and he said that he bumped into a friend. Now, this is in Manly Beach, right? Mm. Obviously, New South Wales covered in COVID at the moment.
Yeah,
okay? Absolutely. Now, he denied that he was doing anything wrong. Apparently, he was on his way to exercise and, quote, catch some magic waves. All right, mate.
Get off the drugs.
Anyway, people saw him without his mask on, and they dobbed him in to New South Wales Police.
Hey, if I run into a friend when I'm on my way to go surfing and I want to tongue kiss him, I should be allowed to.
COVID well, are they no. in his bubble? I'm not sure.
Probably not.
Maybe not. Gross. Just gross images in my brain right now. Anyway, so the police have then gone to Tony Abbott and they said, look, mate, here's a $500 fine.
You've got enough money, mate. You can pay it. Shut up.
Yeah. So there you go. He's then come out and said, right, well, I'm not going to waste the police's time by fighting this, regardless of whether I think I was doing wrong or not, which I don't believe I was.
Yeah.
Paraphrasing here, right? But he said, I did not think that dobbing and snitching was part of the Australian character. Hang on a minute. Didn't you famously say, hey, if you think anyone's come here by boat, make sure you tell us. Sniff around, and if they've got that boaty vibe about them,
that's a different
make
thing.
Sure
that's
you dob
whole,
it.
That's
it.
A whole different thing.
It's not. You're a dibba dobber yourself, Tony. No. And when it doesn't suit you,
Tony disagrees.
You don't like
Tony
it.
Tony disagrees.
Dom and Long. K-Rock.